Books on Tape presents The Turkish Gambit by Boris Akunin, translated by Andrew Bromfield, read by Paul Michael. Chapter 1, in which a progressive woman finds herself in a quite desperate situation. La Revue Parisienne, Paris, 14th, 2nd, July, 1877. Our correspondent, now already in his second week with the Russian Army of the Danube, informs us that in his order of the day for yesterday, 1st July, 13th July in the European style, the Emperor Alexander thanks his victorious troops who have succeeded in forcing a crossing of the Danube and breaching the borders of the Ottoman state. His Imperial Majesty's order affirms that the enemy has been utterly crushed, and in no more than 2 weeks' time at the very most, the Orthodox cross will be raised over St. Sophia in Constantinople. The advancing army is encountering almost no resistance, unless one takes into account the mosquito bites inflicted on the Russian lines of communication by flying detachments of the so-called Bashibazouks, madheads, a species of half-bandit and half-partisan, famed for their savage disposition and bloodthirsty ferocity. According to St. Augustine, woman is a frail and fickle creature, and the great obscurantist and misogynist was right 1,000 times over, at least with regard to a certain individual by the name of Varvara Suvorova. It had all started out as such a jolly adventure, but now it had come to this. She only had her own stupid self to blame. Mama had told Varya time and again that sooner or later she would land herself in a fix, and now she had. In the course of one of their many tempestuous altercations, her father, a man of great wisdom and endowed with the patience of a saint, had divided his daughter's life into three periods.